Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Before we jump into today's episode, we want to talk to you about our Facebook group.
It's called
Self-Care Clubbers.
So if you're not already a member, jump onto Facebook, search for Self-Care Clubbers and come and be part of our community.
Can't wait to see you there. The link is in the show notes.
So tell me how you felt going into this week. This was your choice of week this week to tie in with Valentine's Day.
I've actually got a voice note which ties in very nicely to that. Shall I just play it now? Let me play it now.
Please.
Beginning of self-love week, and it couldn't have come at a better time. My anxiety is through the roof, not for any particular reason, just we're in lockdown and I'm a bit frustrated. And it's a great week for some self-reflection and some self-love, because I think my natural default, and most women's natural default, is to give yourself a hard time and think about all the things that you're not doing, or who you're not speaking to, or who you haven't called back, or what you haven't done. And I need to get in touch with my soul and get a little bit more familiar with all the things that I actually really like about myself and all the ways in which I am winning at life. And that's what this week hopefully is going to bring.
So that was how I walked into the week. What about you?
Okay. Oh God, just like really deeply uncomfortable about it. And all I kept thinking about, all that was going on in my head, was the Whitney Houston song. You know the one that I mean.
I don't, actually.
Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
I reckon everyone listening to this was racking their brain. And my first response was, I will always love you, but it can't be that, because that doesn't fit right. And then I went on to Dolly Parton. This is how my mind went. And then I went on to her hair, and then I went on to her boobs, and now I'm back to
I should have just said to you, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way, yeah?
That should be our theme. That should have been our theme tune for last week. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's not your bag, is it? Is it?
God, no. God, no. God, no. I'm sure we hear about your week first, because I think it would probably do the listeners a better service to hear about how a women's coach practices self-love.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do it. So you've just heard my first voice note.
Yeah.
I am not on top of my game. I haven't been for many weeks. Lockdown is really throwing me for a loop. So so this actually came at a really good time, because I have been beating myself up mentally, and I'm always thinking about all the things that I haven't done or where I'm wasting my time. And, you know, it's also bullying. It's horrible. It's a horrible way to speak to yourself. So I started off with the love letter exercise. Okay. And I think I just had an argument with one of my kids, or I don't know, I was feeling frustrated, and I went to sit on my bed. And it really calmed me, and it took me away from my very low energy vibe. And once I'd finished, mm-hmm. I felt much more grounded in myself. It was a very beautiful reminder of who I am, not who I am mm-hmm. not. Let's talk about who I am, and that it's okay to be struggling, but it's also important to know when it's time to step away from it. That was a beautiful reminder as well. And then something that came up in just the reflection was that I really struggle with sometimes what I'm feeling, that I'm not justified to feel it. So this is very vulnerable for me. So I'll try and articulate it as best I can. I have a very privileged life. I have a lovely home. I have a healthy family. I have food on the table. I don't worry about where my next meal is coming from. All my basic needs are very much met. My children are well. My children are schooling. Like, everything is okay and everything is in its place. I have a loving husband. I have two healthy parents. You know, I have a group of friends. Everything is tick, tick, tick in my life.
Yeah.
So when I'm struggling with life or I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed, I almost go to the default that you are not entitled to feel like this because you have a lovely life. And that's not helpful because I am human and I am going to experience things that people, that every human being experiences, especially living in a pandemic and I can't leave my house. So doing that exercise kind of made me feel a little bit more validated that I get to feel what I feel and that's okay. I don't want to sit in it, but my feelings are just as real as the next person who's having probably a harder time with different struggles.
Yeah.
And that's something I've kind of carried around with me for my whole adult life. Like, I don't have a right to be upset, or I don't have a right to feel bad about something, or I don't have a right to feel low. So that exercise was great. I really appreciated it. The high-fiving myself in the mirror. Fucking loved it. I loved it. I felt like an American cheerleader and I fucking loved it. And it really lifted my spirits and I felt like a total twat whilst I did it. But after, as the week was going on, I was getting much more into it because I was like, you go, girl. I mean, I was giving myself all these affirmations. I was like, you look fucking great. You are rocking it. Your body is strong. And I was just like, yeah, I was really feeling myself. It was great.
Good for you.
So that was the high fiving. I thought it was lighthearted. I thought it was, it gave me energy and I thought it was fucking brilliant. So Saturday, I went upstairs at about 11 o'clock and I sat on my dressing room floor and I put on a podcast, the Coromo podcast that we've discussed. And I painted my toes and I painted my nails. I gave myself a manicure and I sat there in such a loving, nurturing way. And then my daughter came up and she said, what are you doing? Because I never sit there.
Yeah.
And she said, are you going to come down? I said, not quite yet, because I'm really giving myself this moment and I'm having a lovely time. And that to me felt like the absolute epitome of self-love, doing something that I enjoy and allowing myself to really revel in it. And that felt very, I just loved it. I just absolutely loved it. The other thing I did was I went on a little bit of a spiral with my food this week, which is weird after all that amazing
We've done so much work on the eating thing.
And it really sort of sent me through a spiral. It was really weird. Anyway, I had on Saturday night a massive fish and chips. I had an ice cream. I had two gin and tonics. And at the end of it, I felt so sick. I'm not guilty. I just felt totally sick. I'd overeaten.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what is the most loving choice I can make with my food right now? And actually, I woke up the next morning just through that question with a whole different mindset, because I do want to make loving choices for myself through my food, not destructive choices, not, well, I can eat what the fuck I want, so let's just do that, because that's not helpful either. So that question of what is the most loving choice I can make for myself right now really ran through my whole week. And I loved it because it gave me a lot of information, actually, if you just step back.
And it's putting something in such a positive light rather than berating yourself or feeling guilty or punishing yourself or saying cruel things to yourself. Why did I eat that? Why am I being a pig? Why am I?
Yeah.
It's just a much nicer, kinder way to change something.
Yeah. Why can't I get on top of this? Like, all that, you're right. And you can just make yourself feel worse and worse and worse and worse. But actually, it was something that Evelyn said in the interview. You know, how do I want to feel after this? What is the kindest choice I can make for myself right now? And I really, that really struck a chord with me, and it has really served me.
That's great.
I didn't do the journaling.
Me neither.